This is 6-year-old Daniel Adair trying to talk his dad Keith into letting him buy a game that's rated far over his age group.
This one.
So far, his pleas are not yielding any results.
Aw, man.
Daniel's looking through the aisles of Dragon's Lair comics and fantasy thanks to the Wish Connection, a nonprofit formed in 2006 by AT&T employees. Like the more well-known Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Wish Connection helps grant wishes to terminally ill children. But executive director Amy Feit says they wanted to extend the circle.
We also help those that are chronically debilitated, so they might be sick for their entire life, but we thought that they too deserved, you know, to have a wish come true as well.
Kids like Daniel, who was born with congenital heart disease. Arriving by limousine, Daniel was greeted at Dragon's Lair by the store's assistant manager, Richard Pittman, who had a large shopping bag full of Daniel's favorite comic book superheroes, the Avengers.
Which is your favorite
Captain
Avenger?
America.
Why is he your favorite?
Because I like him.
What does he do that you really like?
He folds the shield, and I have the shield and the helmet.
The Wish Connection put Daniel and his family up at the Lock and Terror Resort, sent him out to a special dinner, did a room makeover, and sent him and his family to Candlelight Ranch to ride horses and zip lines. Daniel will need to have his condition monitored for the rest of his life through visits to cardiologists and additional surgeries. His mom, Mary, calls it their new normal, and though he doesn't look like he's burdened by his condition while probing the aisles looking at action figures, it wasn't the case when he was born.
When your child's born with a heart defect and they have surgery at 3 days old and another surgery at 3 months old and you wonder if they're going to live or die, it's the most frightening thing.
According to the Children's Heart Foundation, about 40,000 babies are born in the United States with a congenital heart defect. Thousands of them will not reach their first birthday, and thousands more die before they reach adulthood.
But this is nice to not think about it today and to not deal with it today, to just celebrate the fact that he's with us and he's alive and he's having the time of his life already, and it's just begun.
And as for those games that Daniel was making the case for?
That one.
Which one? Oh, the Civil War?
Me too.
But you have to be older, at least 12 years old.
It's so hard being young, isn't it?
For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Chris Udaly.